You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. In this podcast, I'm revisiting the idea of asking yourself questions to prepare for writing your proposal response. In episode number 5, I also talked about asking questions, but the focus was on a series of probing questions specific to the questions they expect you to respond to, and using a drill-down technique to ask questions about each subsequent answer in order to get details and information you need for your proposal. There are, however, a few other questions you should ask yourself about the client and the proposal as part of your strategy process before you start writing. Asking these questions is always an easy way to gather information, since the questions force you to examine issues and dig for details. The answers will guide you in your strategy, and most importantly, the detail and information you need to include in your proposal response to be most effective. It's those details and information that will differentiate you from your competition. So here's a set of questions you should always ask yourself before writing the proposal response. Of course, depending on your situation, the client, the RFP structure, there will be other specific questions you need to ask, and you may need to modify some of these to reflect your own situation. Number one, why are they issuing an RFP right now? It may seem obvious, but sometimes there are details and nuances that you need to know about to effectively answer the question and position your organization. This question is a starting point by understanding the why behind the process. Number two, who will be reviewing the RFP results? Evaluators are human. Understanding who they are, what their stake is in the procurement exercise, what they care about, their background and interests will allow you to target your response so it's meaningful and interesting to them. Three, what's the selection process? Knowing and understanding the full selection process, including the evaluation matrix and scoring, will help you focus your attention where it matters, and with the insight, you may be able to position your response, as well as your pricing, for maximum impact. Four, what do they need? It isn't always obvious from the RFP document what they're looking for. They may not have said something for political or competitive reasons. They may not be clear on the scope or understand what the bidders can actually offer. This is an opportunity to clearly target their needs, whether they're stated or not. Number five, who is doing it now? If you aren't the incumbent, you need to know everything there is about the company providing the service today. What are their strengths, weaknesses, benefits, relationships, coverage, technology, systems, resources, and everything else? Armed with that information, you can go head-to-head with them. Number six, do they really want to change? Sometimes companies are required to rebid a service because they don't have any renewal options left. If this is the case, they may not really want to change, and you're fighting an uphill battle to take the business away from the incumbent. Knowing this will influence your effort and your strategy. Seven, how are they organized? If you know how the client is organized, particularly around the services you would deliver, what processes and systems do they use? What are their titles, how decisions are made, etc. You can describe your solution and approach to match with their own internal expectations and processes. 8. Who will manage the contract? Knowing who exactly will manage the contract, and usually have influence over the decision, allows you to research them to pinpoint interests and background so you can hit their hot buttons, interest, and experience to get their attention and make the connection for a more successful proposal. 9. Who are their clients and customers? Your customer always has their own customer or clients they need to satisfy, whether it's internal or external. By understanding more about their business, who their customers and clients are, and how they serve them, and what the critical issues are, you can design and describe your services to match and deal with key details that you know impact their own ability to deliver to their customers. Number 10, what is their core business? It seems obvious, but by understanding your potential client's core business better, you can pinpoint what it is about your service that supports their success, what risks to mitigate, and the real benefits you can provide them so they can be more competitive. Linking your benefits to their success is a sure way to get their attention and interest in what you have to offer. And finally, use the technique described in podcast number 5 to dig deeper until you have the answers you need. For instance, after answering question number 2, who will be reviewing, you should also ask, what are their interests? Then after you identify their interests, and there might be more than one, ask yourself, how can we address their interests in our proposal? Of course, the final question you need to ask yourself is, how can I incorporate that information in my written response? And suddenly you have your proposal. Easy, isn't it? Okay, on the topic of questions, if you have a question or comment about these podcasts, you can contact us at www.howtowinmorebusiness.com, where you'll find more podcasts and our blog, in addition to our contact information. Be sure to join our mailing list for a chance to win a free copy of our upcoming book. You have until the end of January 2010. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book, Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.